Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate. And then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You gonna come here, we gonna laugh, we gonna educate, we gonna entertain, and we gonna talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you doing more brunching than crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show. Tell a friend to tell a friend and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit. And we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back.
He's back.
What's going on, man? Listen, you are watching the best fitness podcast out, but it's your boy C. Marty Fit, and I'm super excited to be back here on another Wednesday episode, having a hell of a week, getting a lot done, and just... It's just crazy how when you lock in, man, you just keep leveling up, just keep wanting to get better, keep coming up with more ideas. And listen, man, we're gonna apply that to the podcast. We're gonna apply that energy from the week to the podcast. So with all that being said, I do need y'all to do one thing. You probably wondering, what do I need to do for some ninja in a blue shirt, red headphones that don't match the couch and the pillows? You need to go ahead and hit the like button for that guy. Why is that? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. It don't matter what they say. This is the best fitness podcast. They're going to tell you it's a different podcast. They're going to tell you it's another podcast, but this is the best fitness podcast out. If you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback. Shout out to the Playback Gang, man. Shout out to the Playback Gang, man. The Playback Gang, known as the PBG. And I need the PBG to hit the like button. And you don't count as PBG if you don't hit the like button. And you don't count as PBG if you don't leave a comment and say PBG. Yes. I have to know who's in the building. Because if I don't see a comment, I'm gonna think that you ain't in the building. I'm going to think that you slacking on the podcast. I'm going to think that you outside big backing and calorie stacking.
Big back activity.
Calorie packing.
Big back activity.
Calorie stacking.
Big back activity.
Shake Shack.
Big Back Activity.
Jack in the Boxing.
Big Back Activity.
Anyway, man, with all that being said, I don't think I have any announcements today. It's been chill. Nobody got on my nerves on social media. I think I'm good. Nobody tried to cancel me. I think I'm good. No, we've been chill this week. I also been toning the content down. I haven't been putting anything polarizing out there, but I think I need to mix it up soon. But with all that being said, let's talk to the fam real quick before we get this show started. Dom DeMarco, DeMarco. Yeah, YouTube was down. They was trying to cancel Unk. They tried to cancel Unk today, low tier. He's back.
He's back.
Live on a Wednesday, YouTube was acting crazy. Yeah, YouTube was, I think that was just the YouTube app. I don't think it was my page. RJ, what up? Michael Hawkins, what up? C. Marty, what's up, baby? Leg day today. And you already know, I'm already strong, bro. Mm-hmm. On a Wednesday. Hey, Steph, on a Wednesday. Hey, I see Steph on my Instagram story sprinting, going crazy. Coach Pro Fitness, yes, sir. Peace, fam. You've been producing great content. Keep up the good work, brother. Thank you, brother. The short about getting your meals in was all facts. About to lock in. Yes, sir. Too damn much. It was the annual Victoria's Secret show. I think that's why the app was acting up. Did they have plus size Victoria's Secret show? Let me know. I don't think so. I didn't hear about that one. If they did, let me know. Mark Carter, what up? Boogie Down Bronx in the house. Shout out to the Bronx. Marty taking PBG attendance. I see you, Joe Thomas. Big Spider in the building. If you bring spinach and carrots to a black gathering, don't watch the podcast. Thought my neighbor Wi-Fi was messing up.
Strike three, you're out.
Hey, go ahead, bro. With all that being said, let's get this episode started. Oh, yeah.
Dom DeMarco.
No, hey, listen, no Marie today. No Marie. Let's see if we got some trolls in here today. You know, I stay ready for the trolls, but let's see. This might be a smooth day. It might not be. Let's check it out. They almost went bankrupt when they tried to add plus size. Everyone was mad and they lost so much money.
Nope.
Yeah, Rhonda, before you got on the show, we actually covered that back in the day before Rhonda was a member of the show. But anyway, we have, I don't have a fast metabolism. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button. And let's get this episode started.
I don't care what you say. You're going to sit here and call me fat. Call me fat, baby. Mm-hmm. But don't sit here and try to pretend like you don't eat pizza. You don't eat fast food. You don't do any of that.
I don't think people pretend like that. We just tell y'all eat too much of it.
Nope.
But anyway.
The reason you get away with it is because of your fast metabolism. Some people.
Hold up. I know the video just started. I'm sorry, y'all.
Nope.
This the problem right here. Y'all talking about fast metabolism when people be in the gym 3 to 5 days a week. Y'all talking about fast metabolism when people are drinking a gallon water plus every day. Y'all talking about a fast metabolism when people are managing their calories. Don't sit here and talk about my fast metabolism when I'm actively putting the work in and I'm doing the shit that you're... Big ass ain't doing.
Big Back Activity.
People don't have the luxury of a fast metabolism. You don't eat healthier than anybody else. I love it when people run to my comments and they're like, oh my God, you're so fat. You should try losing weight. The only reason I'm in this position is because I don't have your fast metabolism.
So fast metabolism. I guarantee she doesn't even have a freaking gym membership. I guarantee she has invested zero into weight loss this year. And it's October. She hasn't spent a dime on weight loss. She hasn't spent any time. Hold on, that was a bar. She ain't spent a dime or some time on her weight loss. Any energy into her weight loss. Any research into her weight loss. But she's going to sit here and say that the person who's not fat as hell. I got you. Who's not fat as hell. Hold up. Has a fast metabolism. And this is the brainwashing that goes through America. This is why we big as hell.
You have a fast metabolism than the people you're speaking about. I hear this all the time. Their friend has a fast metabolism. They eat whatever they want, a Big Mac. It's what they're eating off camera that matters. See, Ethan, exactly. This amazing creator, he just got his BMR test. Over 4,000 calories he burns in a day. I don't burn that much. And that skinny person that you see with a fast metabolism.
And he made a great point with that BMR test. A lot of these bigger people burn more calories daily than people smaller than them. So it actually would be easier for them to lose weight if they just ate some whole foods and managed their calories and followed a plan and some structure.
It's all about weekly calories.
Let me explain with my impressively small whiteboard. Amazon, why did you do me dirty like that? Let's say your skinny friend ate a Big Mac and they went crazy that day and they ate 2,200 calories. A lot of food for a small person. The thing is, the next day, they're probably eating like 1,200 calories because they're not hungry. They overate the day before. Then they might eat less the next day, let's say 1,800 calories. You know what's crazy? They're still on a deficit if they continue this throughout the whole week.
And that's why it's about weekly averages or even daily averages. I guarantee if she ate a Big Mac when she wakes up, I guarantee if they had a big breakfast, they're not eating much for the rest of the day. The difference in your situation is you overeat throughout the whole day and throughout the whole week. It's not a one-off thing. Harsh truth is, you can only start losing fat when you take accountability. Yes, some people have PCOS. Some people have a slightly slower metabolism than others. And I've worked with hundreds of clients that have had that exact issue. It may be a little harder, but it is still 100% possible. And the reason anyone is their size is because of their habits.
It's because of their habits. It's because of the habits. Y'all tell me, when have y'all seen somebody actively putting the work in, right? They're making changes, they're trying hard, and they sticking with it, and they did not make a change. You can't tell me nobody.
Nope.
And yeah, maybe people have tried for a week. Maybe they tried for 1 month. You know how many people I had come pay for personal training for 1 month?
What?
And quit. And they still big as hell today. They bigger than they was when they signed up for personal training. I have people who didn't follow the meal plan. They wouldn't show up to workouts. They went and got a new trainer because, of course, C. Marty Fit is the problem, of course. They went and got a new trainer, still don't have results, right? At the end of the day, you have to be accountable for your actions. And a lot of people just don't know that eating a fucking Big Mac is not what they're supposed to be doing, unfortunately. It sounds crazy, but you'd actually be surprised. And any of my trainers on here, you know you've had clients be like, well, can I eat this? I'm going to get the salad from Chick-fil-A. You talking about the 800-calorie salad? No, make your salad at home. It just be little shit like that. And then put the 400-calorie dressing on top of it.
Nope.
Cut it out. But you got to be accountable. And America has an accountability problem. And this ain't just even in weight loss. This is the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
The white community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
And the Hispanic community. America just has an accountability problem. Men, women, straight, gay.
No diddy, you know?
It don't matter. Everybody has an accountability problem. So when you able to look in the mirror and realize, hey, this got to change. I'm doing this wrong. I'm doing this. When you acknowledge a problem, take some action, that's when the change going to come. I'm killing y'all on this episode already. I'm killing y'all on this episode already, man. Where we at, man? Tuna sandwich with raisins. Oh, brother. No, Marie, bring back Shelly. I'm sure Shelly will be back. Marie was on YouTube in a Victoria's Secret show and trying to get them canceled because no big models walked. T. Garnett, what's up, C. Marty? What's going on? T. Garnett said, what's up?
C. Marty!
What's going on? Metabolism varies based on other factors than just genetics. Absolutely. There was a study that says, your metabolism stays stable for most of your adult years, then decline around 60 to 70. I have to look it up, but I think it was a meta-analysis. Okay, well, when you find it, send it over. Copy and paste that joint. First video, and it's already time to say, okay, hold up, Mike. Let's rewind. Hold on. I got you. Hold on.
I don't care what you say. You're going to sit here and call me fat. Call me fat?
Okay. You want me to call you fat?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Yeah, what else?
But don't sit here and try to pretend like you don't eat pizza, you don't eat fast food, you don't do any of that. The only reason you get away with it is because of your fast metabolism.
Oh, yeah?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
If only there was a way to increase your metabolism, man. And meta-analysis tends to be very strong epidemiology studies because they have really high statistical power. And you know what? I'm really appreciative for my medical fam on here. because we just be debunking everything, you know. I know a little something, but I ain't as smart as y'all. And y'all there to support me with the evidence, man. I love it, man. I love it. Devonnie DX, happy hump day. What's going on? Energetic KC, we back.
He's back!
You can't save people who are offended by accountability. You really can't, man. And people going to hear what they want to hear, man. She must be a treadmill warrior. Right. Talking about, yeah, you know, I did Zumba class and got a Subway sandwich after. Yeah, you're not losing weight like that.
Nope.
Yeah, I tried the gym. What'd you do? I walked on the treadmill and watched Netflix and didn't break a sweat because I don't like to sweat because I don't want to mess my hair up. Well, what'd you eat after? I went to, never mind, I don't want to say that. I can't say that. I went
to... Nope.
Insert fast food spot.
Nope.
You're not going to lose weight like that.
Nope.
Actually, fuck it. I'll just say it. I was going to say a smoothie spot. You know, people be getting these smoothies, and the smoothies are 800 calories, 900 calories. Yeah, that's not going to work. Wicked Scorpion, what up? They will have a green salad with hard-boiled egg, creamy dressing, and bacon bits, claiming it's healthy. And a whole bunch of cheese. Her boyfriend in the feds. Bro, shut up. I bet that blonde woman is a snow bunny and behind closed doors is getting D'd down by a black dude. You guys are crazy.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
€3.
Shout out Ron, if absolutely. Subway ain't that bad if you broke, but Jersey Mike's is better. Hey, man. Well, it's the calories, though. You know what I mean? Like, if I get a Philly cheese, the large Philly cheesesteak that I like to get from Jersey Mike's, it's something crazy, like 1,300 calories or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, to lose weight, that's not what you need to be getting. Yeah, it's a shit ton of protein, but that's probably not what you need to be getting, if I had to take a bet on it. I bet she drinks Diet Coke after 2 rounds of Go to Corral. That's crazy. All right, man. Anyway, let's keep this episode going.
Dom DeMarco, Marco, DeMarco.
Italian sandwich, yes, sir. All right, we got this guy here. He's basically going to tell people to lose weight. Now, listen, we know on this show, everybody's welcome here, black, white, Hispanic, straight, gay. But it just so happens that when black men tell black women to lose weight, they don't listen.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I've been called a bigot. I've been called DL. I've been called misogynist. I've been called fake trainer, everything, right? So maybe if you won't listen to a black man, a straight black man, maybe you'll listen to this guy. Hold on, let's get to these comments. They wanted the experience of your trainer for a moment just to say they did it, but failed to be dedicated to their word. Don't waste my time if you ain't serious. Exactly. I never got Subway ever since I found out tuna wasn't tuna. All right, anyway, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Let's keep this thing going, man. Maybe y'all will listen to him.
Listen to me clearly, because maybe somebody need to talk to y'all ass like this. Bitch, you already fat. Every side effect you scared of getting from this.
And see, lady, I never called the ladies a B-word. And he gonna call y'all the B-word. Y'all probably listen to him.
Drug, your big, wide, fat ass gonna end up with a few years down the line if you don't get that damn weight off anyway. So you're not even you're right, thinking though. With logic to me. Come on, Q, move on. I ain't moving on. I'm staying right here.
He better be in shape talking like that, though. He talking kind of crazy. He better be in shape. Anybody know who this guy is? Is he in shape?
You're going to end up with heart disease and diabetes 10 years down the line anyway. So it would seem to me that a little bit of stomach paralysis is the least of your damn worries. And they're going to chop your damn foot off like Big Mama on Soul Food. I'm trying to save lives out here. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm trying to. It's the side effects, girl. Your heart is working overtime. Girl, you.
The heart definitely working hard as hell. You know the heart working hard when they walk up the steps and you hear this. Somebody heart working hard. Hard working overtime.
You might not even live long enough to deal with the side effects. What is you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, shout out to this brother here for the message, man. My only issue is, hey, bro, don't look in shape. He don't look in shape. I don't see a jawline on him. He might got to lose a couple pounds. But anyway, other than that, he's speaking facts. He's speaking all facts. And I don't know. The message doesn't go well to the ladies from me. Some ladies I get to, but maybe the ladies will listen to him. But anyway, I thought that shit was funny. But let's get these comments. I'm killing y'all today, man. I got a huge burrito from Publix. It took me 3 business days to finish it. I don't know how people just eat like that. After a few bites, I need to move on and my jaw start hurting. And I say this, if I do feel like super hungry, the only reason I can eat a big meal is because I have muscle on me. Because my BMR is crazy, right? I'm burning a shit ton of calories. That's the only reason I can eat a big meal. I don't know how people do it who don't work out. I would just feel disgusting. No Diddy, you know?
No Diddy, you know?
He definitely no Diddy, man. It's cool, though. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It is what it is. Yo, Slim Wow, he definitely wild. I don't fuck with potential clients that are hesitant about training. I prefer the ones who are gung-ho about getting training and want to pay the same day. I've been spoiled too much. Absolutely, man. The best clients are going to be the ones who sign up quickly. You know, very rarely, you know, every now and then I'll get somebody like, yo, I'm going to sign up next month. And they actually sign up next month. Most people sign up quickly. And it's a girl. She was supposed to start 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I can't pay. Then she was supposed to start this week. I can't pay. I'm going to start next week. I'll ask me. Remind me to tell y'all what happens next week. I'm going to let you know. But that's an indicator. Not all the time. Not all the time. But that's an indicator that this person might not be that serious, but we'll see. I've been wrong before. Dude's giving me gay vibes. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was. Or they'll say, I'm scared of saggy skin. I hear that a lot. So you don't want saggy skin, but you want baggy arms. Make it make sense. And, you know, a lot of people, it's all on how you look at it. If you look at the saggy skin, like, damn, this is my punishment for destroying my body. That's what I got to deal with. But if that means it's a healthier version of yourself, cool. But you just going to stay fat because you scared of the saggy skin? You could get it removed. You can get it removed, but that's the consequence for destroying your body. There's always a consequence. He's a zester fester, so let him say it.
No Diddy, you know.
Hey, C. Marty, can't stay long because I'm busy, but I wanted to pop in and tell you to keep up the good work. I save your lives for my workout days, and we appreciate that. We appreciate that Virgoian Vixen. I'm guessing Publix, similar to Costco. Now, Publix like a regular grocery store down south, typically. Women going to call him sassy just like they call any man that hold them accountable, have standards, and don't simp. Oh, man. Costco has a bunch of large food sizes. Yeah. You can actually see when the heart has been working super hard for a while, you get concentric hypertrophy. Oh, that's new. I haven't heard of that. And it shifts your point of maximum impulse, which you can feel by putting your hand. See? And that's what I'm saying. Doctors be lying to people. Your doctor will see your doctor will put his hand on your artery or not on the what? Well, your doctor will feel your impulse and see your concentric hypertrophy and tell you that you're healthy. And then them big backs get online talking about, yeah, I'm still healthy.
Big back activity.
Your doctor lying to you. He trying to get you on that stuff so you could get paid. Uh-oh. You put your hand flat on the left side of their chest. Left fifth intercostal. Okay, all right. Dolphin butt. You guys are insane. I'm not reading that. I've heard of having meat sweats. I don't even know what that is, bro. The left ventricle chamber gets smaller because the muscle gets thicker. All right, appreciate that, Ronald. Let's keep this episode going. All right. I know we got some white folks, Hispanic folks, Indian folks on here. We got all types of people on here. We're taking a trip to the black community.
I'm not going
to
say what race, what people.
Just to give y'all a quick rundown of this woman reacting to this. I just took a clip of her video. But basically, she's reacting to one of them little speed dating events. And there was this fat black woman.
You know, black people.
No, no.
Who pressed that? But it was this fat black woman complaining that a black man didn't want to talk to her, and he was all in this white girl face who was skinnier and fitter, right? So she was upset. Black man, da 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 da. He just didn't want to talk to a fat woman. That's all it is. If you was fit and black, he probably would have talked to you. But anyway, it's a whole other story for another day. So this woman is basically asking, why does the black community expect black men to date these fat women? Uh-oh. Let's check it out, man.
Why should, this is the question I have for you, right? Why should, right, answer this question. Why should black men, right, mm-hmm. why should we want to always hand ourselves over to black men, mm-hmm. big, fat, and obese?
Why should we accept big, fat, and obese? Because essentially that's the worst of you. That's the version of you that you didn't put effort into. That's the version of you that you really are showing that you don't care about. I visibly can see that you don't care about yourself. But I got to take that. But you want me to give a fuck about myself, though. Let's keep going.
I want you to answer that question. Genuinely just answer that question for me. Why should we just be like, take me as I am. Take mm-hmm. me fat, obese, and big. Mm-hmm. Tell me why. Tell me why they deserve that. Mm-hmm. Tell me why your black brothers don't deserve better. Give mm-hmm. me the one legit reason why they don't deserve better. Mm-hmm. And I'll wait for the answer because I can't wait. Y'all like to tussle. Oh, I'm here. I'm with it. Educate me. So here's the educate.
Shout out to her. And it's, unfortunately, it's just part of the culture in the black community. So one, this is something that adds to keeping our women fat because we're expected to take these women, right? And if you don't take these women, you get shamed. You like white women. You're a pedophile. You don't like a real woman, right? You gay. All of this stuff you get shamed for. So that right there keeps our women fat. And then if you look, literally, we did this video a while ago where there were two women dancing. There was a bigger woman with a smaller petite woman. And the petite girl was cute too. She was cute. She was cuter than the big woman. I'm sorry. I don't care. Call me fatphobic. I'm really... We don't give a fuck. But anyway, if you went in the comments, everyone was praising the big girl. With her stomach hanging out, she had a crop top on. She looked a mess. And that's not fat phobic. She did look a mess. Some of y'all might remember that. But it's like, why are y'all praising her? So if you get praised to stay big and you get told a man is supposed to take you big, you're going to stay big. No wonder the obesity rate is 60%. And Marie Dumbass was here the other day and had the nerve to sit here and try to blame Trump for her being fat. And all them black women was getting on the scale at the Heart Attack Grill and getting free food.
Nope.
Because they were 300 pounds. And it's a real culture issue. And it has to change. Or it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. And it's to the point where, you know, they not only do they expect the men to take these women, they expect women who don't want to participate in big backetry.
Big back activity.
To participate in big backetry. If you're a black woman and you want to go to the gym, you want to get fit and healthy, you're going to get dirty looks. They're going to talk shit about you. They're going to throw shade. They're going to act funky towards you. It's a fact. Not all of them, but a high number of them. High amount of them. Real talk. So it's a culture issue, man. And it's unfortunate that they expect us to just accept that. And we're shamed if we don't want it. So, hey, keep pushing. Do what you do. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's keep it going. I've been seeing that a lot with bigger patients. I believe you. Daniel Shannon, what up, dog? I'll talk to a fit black woman, but I wouldn't talk to a fat white woman and vice versa. It makes sense to me. Yeah, for some stupid reason, people think black guys only want fat women. Thick to me is a woman who works out. That's what I like, not a woman who claims thick, but is built like Pillsbury Doughboy. She got a grown man hairline.
Yeah, man, strike three, you're out.
Show just getting started for real, bro. Like, what's up with this guy, man? Say no to big black women. Uh-oh. Fred X, what's going on, bro? Honestly, man, I've never had a woman tell me I was gay or PDF because I didn't want fat women. I don't hang with those type of urban black people saying it. Well, at the same time, it's a lot of that is on the internet, but you get some of that in real life too, unfortunately. If you can't take care of yourself, how does he know it's not going to get worse? What kind of example you be teaching your future kids? And they don't want to think about that shit. They don't want to think about that shit, bro. They don't want to think about the future kids, bro. Mind you, pregnancy, you putting yourself at risk being obese for pregnancy.
What?
But that, we can't talk about that either. Skinny, petite, and slim, thick only. She looked like she do her own oil changes. Yeah, man.
Break three, you're up.
This guy's out here, man. Get this guy. Take this guy back to Southeast Washington, D.C. This guy's tripping today. Funniest chat on YouTube. Facts. Our men love fat women so much, if a black woman is skinny, they tell her she dates white men. That right there is fucking crazy to me, too. That right there is crazy. And just black men's standards all alone. I mean, it's crazy, bro. I think I got another tweet for us to search. We'll check. Where's Seth? Move on before he has the feds running down on us. I don't know where Seth at, man. But anyway, killing y'all, man. Let's keep this thing going. All right, we talked the other day.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Briefly about, just working out in general, right? Working out, doing functional movements, because you never want to get in a situation where you get hurt, right? Now, if you're not working out and doing functional movements in your workout, I highly suggest that you don't sprint or try to race someone. If you're not at the bare minimum doing squats, deadlifts, lunges, step ups, etc. every week, you know, isolating, doing some unilateral training every week on your legs, don't try to race someone. And I'm gonna show you why right here. This is a little graphic, so you might cringe a little bit. You might want to close your eyes. You might not want to show the kids. I'm just showing you. It is an injury. But you might want to be careful about racing people.
Get set. No.
Oh, she got it.
Oh, shit. Are you okay?
Oh, my leg. Oh, my God.
And this is why when them young folks say let's race, you just got to let them have it.
Let them have it.
She out there running with perfect form and your body out there throwing up gang signs. And even if that's you crazy. Won, what's your prize? Having body injuries for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yep.
Now you out for months now.
Yep.
It's no win.
Yep.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
That's really something to think about, bro. You haven't elevated your heart rate. You haven't put your lower body under any type of stress. You haven't stretched those type of tendons and ligaments. And you think you could just go out and race? You deserve to be whooped. You got what you deserve. You got exactly what you deserve. Listen, y'all take y'all bodies for granted. This is not something to play with. You don't just walk outside and play around. It's not. If you want your body to be a machine, you got to treat it like a machine.
Dom DeMarco.
My leg went out.
You got to treat it like a machine, bro. I mean, this is ridiculous. Now you want to be cool. Now you can't go to work. Yeah, you're gonna get home. Your girl gonna be mad at you. So I told your ass you should have stayed home. Now she yelling at you and shit. Now she in her masculine energy. You know what I'm saying? Now the kids got to bring you the remote. They got to bring you your food. You can't walk. You losing paycheck at work. You got to use PTO. So now you can't go on a family vacation because you want to be goofy out there.
You said no.
Just look at this. You want to be goofy? Look at that. Look at that, brother.
Oh, shit.
Man,
are you okay?
Listen, bro. You ain't ran since 2006. You ain't ran since Bush was president. And you think you could go out there and sprint? Listen, y'all just be careful. And people ask me all the time, you trying to go hoop?
Nope.
No, sir. Although I probably would be fine out there, but you never know. I ain't been training in hoops. I ain't been cutting and changing directions. I go around cut and rip my Achilles.
Nope.
Tear my ACL.
Nope.
Now I can't work. Now I'm doing the podcast, and there's some big-ass crunches right here. I got to go in there. I done been hurt before. I had to go in there and tell my clients, point at the, yeah, go get that dumbbell right there. Yeah, bring that dumbbell over here. Yeah. Now I'm looking like the bullshit trainer. Motherfucker ain't no trainer. But just be careful. Keep that shit in mind, man. You don't have anybody to impress but yourself. Don't be trying to impress people out here and get hurt, man. It is what it is. You know I'm telling the truth, and you know I got it. Where we at, man? In these comments. Jenny ain't been here in a minute. Marie scared her off. Nah, Jenny been in the playback gang comments, and Jenny been here, bruh. Joe Thomas, he's been caught by the feds. I was told by my father, the only things I can do for my future kids, I take care of myself, keep my legs closed because they don't get to choose their dad, but this is a fitness podcast. Oh, man. Well, you know what, Ronith? It's not enough dads telling their girls that. American women will call your dad misogynist for saying that. Another podcast. God damn, bro blew his tire out. He sure did.
My leg went out.
I have to admit, she does have great running form. My leg gave out.
my leg went out.
What did he trip over? Nothing.
Nope.
The SpongeBob fish.
my leg went out.
Devin Jones.
my leg went out.
Mahogany Monique. Shout out Mahogany Monique. What's going on? He did the stanky leg.
My leg went out.
I'm 47 and I'm not racing any damn body at my age. It just ain't happening.
Fuck no, baby.
Bro goes to work bow-legged now. Man, listen. Y'all young folks can have the 225 heavy deadlifts, MMA, and competitive boxing. I'll just train and stay in my lane. And guess what? It's nothing wrong with that because you still doing better than most men that's 47. So it's nothing wrong with that, bro. Don't they shoot horses when they break their leg? They sure do. Career-ending injury, but just a shift. supervisor at Burger King.
It's Burger King.
Serving cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
I want to race Brown Baldy now. Y'all wild, bro. Anyway, let's keep this episode going.
Dom DeMarco. All
right. I said a long time ago that a lot of people continue to stay out of shape because they could still get some buns or still get some D. So we got this guy on TikTok here talking about it. He is from down south, so my white people and people in the black community might not understand. My black folks in New York, Philly, up north, y'all might not understand. He's speaking at down south talk. Brown Baldy should understand. Who else from down south? Brown Baldy will understand. Anything else, I'll try to translate, all right?
if your girl didn't go to the gym, stop hunching.
Oh.
Like, just ask the question.
He said if your girl stopped going to the gym, don't give her no D.
Just ask, babe, did you go to the gym today? No. All right, no ding-a-ling for you.
Up.
And vice versa. Women, if your man didn't go no to the buns. Gym, stop giving him coochie.
No buns.
Stop it. Like, just stop the hunching. I think that's the way to make them think again about missing the gym. Nah, let me go on go to the gym because I ain't going to get no coochie tonight. You get what I'm saying?
Hold up. If you're going to the gym, just so you can get some buns or some D, you're cooked.
What?
You're already cooked. You change your mindset. This is a low-tier mindset. I mean, he's speaking facts, but you need to evaluate yourself if this is what you're going to the gym for.
You know what I'm saying? It'll make them think, like, this is how you help your partner, bro. Hopefully y'all met. Hopefully I'm talking to married people right now. This is how you help your husband or your wife. You know what I mean? You say, babe, if you ain't going to that gym, I'm not hunching you. I'm not finna hunch no big shit. You feel me?
No big shit.
You're not finna be around me being lazy and they think we finna hunch at the end of the night. No, hell no, man. Go to the gym and we can hunch when you get back.
Shout out to that brother there, bro. I mean, like I said, man, it's unfortunate that, you know, people just get so comfortable. Right, they can get some at home, so they don't need to work out. Women, y'all, especially y'all do this. Yeah, he like this. I don't need it. Nobody trying to hear that shit. Nobody trying to hear that shit. Just because you could get some, you're gonna neglect your health, right? And you're gonna continue to and decline for the next 20 years, and then wonder why he don't want to touch you in 20 years. And then you insecure, he going to the gym. You worry about him looking at some young buns at the gym. Looking at some young buns. All right. Now, granted, ninjas might do that anyway.
Nope.
No, I'm joking. Let me stop. I'm playing. But that shouldn't even be motivation. That shouldn't even be motivation, man. We have to evaluate this shit in America. And we just got to get better. Stop getting so fucking comfortable. Stop listening to the narratives, the body positivity, this, that. A real man going to love you without the gym. Cut that shit out. A real woman going to love you as long as you get in the bankroll. And you're not going to the gym, man. Cut all of that shit out, bro. Cut it out. Change your mindset. Get your ass up. Get to the gym. Stop big back.
Big back activity.
And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Where we at, man? I live in New York, but have family down south. I know country. All right, my bad, bro. My bad. Damn, bro, I caught it straight, but damn, I understood him without subtitles. he actually wasn't that bad, but I follow him on TikTok, and sometimes he be doing some down south mumble jumble. So just I couldn't remember this one specifically if he was mumble jumbling or not. Ninjas do everything else for that cat. Go on and lift some weights and do some cardio, fellas. Exactly, bruh. Ninjas will pick up 2 jobs for some coochie so he could take her out, but they won't go to the gym and keep up their body. Make it make sense.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
No big shit. Yeah, he said he ain't hunching no big shit. I understood what bro was saying, but I'm more experienced in New Orleans slangs. Okay. I don't know how dudes can be in a relationship with a big back woman with a... And see, we wasn't even going there, Wicked. We wasn't even going that far, Wicked. I don't know how dudes can be in a relationship with a big bad woman with her hygiene all chunking, funking due to eat poorly, and she can't even wipe her ass properly. See, we weren't even going there, bro. We weren't even going that far, bro. How does that work? You eat healthy, work out, but your girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse doesn't. Do you get to 2 fridges, different groceries? You know what, Ron? It's pretty common here in America. I've seen it plenty of times. The amount of married people at the gym and their spouse isn't there is absolutely insane. I see it all the time. And it's an interesting dynamic. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to go any further. All she do is eat and cheat. Yeah, you got a lot of nerve getting bigger and cheating. You're out of there. You got to go.
Strike 3, you're out.
Doesn't matter if you lift, if your personality is comparable to a needle. That's true. Wicked Scorpion, did you know that from experience? Oh, wow. Anyway, let's oh, brother. Let's keep this episode going, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Dom DeMarco. Oh, we got another Blame It Metabolism. This one's like a skit from an online coach on Instagram, but it is pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate. So let's check out another metabolism excuse. And like I said, make sure y'all hit that like button, man.
What are you eating right now? Like, I'm just curious. You know?
Oh, no, I'm just snacking on some pretzels.
You're so blessed with your young metabolism. I could never do that. Like,
right? No. So, you know, as long as I'm not going over my total daily calories, it's really fine. You know, I just got to make sure I'm not overeating those things, but moderation's fine.
And you'd be surprised. A lot of fit people, they do, you know, their snacks, pretzels, whatever it is they like, but they know how to manage their calories because they have structure.
I see. Calories don't work. Like,
right.
They don't really cause.
When you get to saying calories don't work, yeah, you're cooked. It's over for you. You want to deny science now.
Like, right. They just don't work.
Right. So did your metabolism get overnight or something? Because, you know, last time I checked.
I have a slow metabolism. Like, it's just
humans
slow.
Have been losing weight on thermodynamics for thousands of years now. So are you just a fucking genetic outlier or something?
Yeah, yes, well, like, she is. You know, yeah. I tried the calorie deficit.
I hear you. You tried it, yeah, no, right? But you didn't actually fucking do it.
Yeah, I tried a calorie deficit. Okay, how many calories did you eat? How many calories was on your meal plan? And how many days did you do it?
Nope.
I bet you they don't have an answer for either one. The next time you hear someone say that, well, yeah, I tried XYZ. Okay, how many days did you do it? And what exactly was the measurement? What was your macronutrient breakdown? How many grams of proteins, fats, and carbs was it? Okay. Yeah, they don't have an answer for that.
Nope.
Straight crickets. Nothing.
So did you track your calories, though?
Oh, that was like kind of triggering. It was
right.
Like,
you didn't. Disorder, so I just how do you know if you're in a calorie deficit if you're not fucking tracking your calories? You're just
exactly. Winging it. Like, I manifested it.
Right,
like,
right.
Like a fucking
so, you know, basically like, what I'm hearing is...
You don't
is,
even know what you're talking about.
You're fucking
I mean,
stupid.
You're disgusting.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
You're fucking stupid. It's crazy. But literally, I mean, that's how people sound. They'll try to argue you down, and they didn't follow any plan or any structure. That's just the reality of it, man. It's unfortunate because, I mean, at this point in 2025, you almost are stupid. They'll try to argue me down.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Now, when I tell them that, you don't have any type of structure. You don't have any plan. You don't. You never invested in the knowledge. You never invested in the education. Misogynist. Okay. Or they see it's the fact that I'm responding to a black woman, they automatically say that I hate black women. Okay, well, look, stay fat, and I'm just going to stay fit, and I'm going to continue to help the people that want help. But it's ridiculous, man. And don't try to argue, like I said, don't try to argue me down and have zero knowledge of what the fuck they're talking about. No macronutrient breakdown, no caloric breakdown. They didn't even go to the gym, and they quote-unquote tried it for a freaking week. What you think is going to happen? You've been big-backing, calorie-stacking, packing for 18 years.
Big-back activity.
And you think one little alleged caloric surplus is going to do something. It's going to do absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. But anyway, man, that's just the world we live in. That's the world we live in. And it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
I don't think so, Wicked. All right, man. Anyway, let's keep it going. What we got next, man? We got the guy Grant Mitt here. He's like some millionaire on Instagram. He says there's no excuse to get fat. And I got a lot to say about this one, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button.
No matter how hard life gets, it's never an excuse to get fat. Health is wealth. And the healthier you are, the better decisions you make, the better mindset you'll have, and the more success you'll experience. And I get everyone has different body types. Certain people gain weight easier. Heck, other people, it's hard to gain weight. But just because you go through a difficult time doesn't give you permission to eat bad and not take care of you.
And he's absolutely right on that, man. I can't tell you the amount of people who think I haven't gone through anything in my life. Whatever you could think of, I've been through it. Whatever. All that. Wild shit, all that. Never got fat. Went to the gym the next day or the same day. Whatever it was. And don't say it's because I'm a trainer. I don't work out with my clients. I take an hour out of my day, no matter whatever the fuck I got going on, a few times a week, and give that to myself. And I still got to eat a certain way. Still got to drink the water. So, I mean, that's not a fucking excuse. You went through what you went through. You still ate that day. You still fucked around and probably wasted some time that you could have been doing something productive. So, yeah, you could have worked out. There's no excuse. And listen, stop thinking you're the only one shit happens to. Shit happens to all of us. And a lot of people, like myself, could be going through some shit and you won't even know. Because whatever's going on, my goal for the day is to give good energy out to people. I want to be a light of your in your day. I'm not sitting here putting my shit on someone else. I'm a grown ass man. Especially y'all grown ass men sitting around bitching about this shit. Tighten the fuck up. Grow the fuck up. Have some balls, man. Now, I'm not saying you can't talk to somebody or feel what you're going through. Of course you can do that. There ain't no reason to get fat, though. Maybe miss a week. Maybe even miss a month. That's it. Come on, man. And guess what? After you get through this, something else is going to happen to you. It's just how life goes. So if every time you fucking fold and get fat when life happens, you're going to be fat the rest of your life. So stop bitching.
Your body. And for some reason, the world has complicated this when it's quite simple. If you have a calorie surplus, you gain weight. And if you have a calorie deficit, you lose weight. No matter what your body type is, it's simple. It's about your decisions, your habits, and your self-control. And if you slipped up and maybe gained a little bit of weight recently, it's okay. Nobody is judging you. Lock in. And no one will disrespect or laugh at the person that's in the gym trying to get better.
Bars by him. All bars by him, man. And that's the thing, too. You go to the gym, everybody going to respect it. Everybody's going to respect it. More than likely, it's going to be some good energy there. Now, every gym isn't as personable as our gym. Spider-Mo, me and Spider-Mo with the no-job crew, you know. But even if you don't get that good energy from someone else, you're going to feel 10 times better. And you're probably going to have some more clarity and think of a better way to get through whatever it is you're going through, man. So no excuses. We not hearing that shit, bro. No job, noon, Gold's crew. Definitely ain't got no excuse.
Nope.
I understand that people can be clinically depressed, but getting some sunshine, exercising, and eating healthy will help you a little. And it adds up over time, even with meds. Lifestyle changes help. Well, there's the medical perspective. I didn't give a medical perspective. I gave the ninja perspective.
Ninjas.
But hey, we on the same page. Fasting taught me a lot about managing my calories. Currently on day 135 of at least 16 plus hours a day. 16 plus hours a day, man. Man. Actually, you know what? I don't do 16. I do about 12, though. So I'm not actually that far behind you. But 16 is tough. That's tough, man. I know LA Fitness and Export during evenings, the environment is really not that friendly compared to a YMCA. Yeah, unfortunately, them commercial gyms like a, you know, LA Fitness. I haven't been to an Export, but LA Fitness, you're not going to find that many friendly people in there. I was never was a fan of LA Fitness. I hate that fucking gym. See, Marty, do you watch Honey Bison? She does similar content, and she's as honey as you. I've never heard of her. Honey Bison. Hold on, let me look her up. Because a lot of people I've seen before, but I never, I don't know their name sometimes. Let me see if I've seen her before. I'm going to just look her up right quick. Honey Bison. Let's see. I haven't seen this girl. Uh-uh. Nah. Oh, she be in that gym. She doing pull-ups. Okay, she getting, I'm going to have to check her out. I'm going to definitely check her out. Thank you for that, Ronif. Let's see what else we got. Club's Goals got the energy, BBLs, and muscle, but She-Hulk's y'all like. Oh, my God, bro. This guy's crazy. That is true, though. Goals does have everything. We got every type of person, every persona, every personality. We got athletes. We got bodybuilders, CrossFit, Ninja Warriors like Spider-Man. We got everybody in there. I used to do 16, 8, 24 hours, 48 hours, 23, 1. God damn. Oh, hell nah.
Nope.
LA Fitness have crash outs. They can. Yeah, actually, one of the LA Fitnesses around here, they got a dude got shot over a basketball game. So, yeah, they do. I'm wondering what my next goal should be. Y'all got that fast and shit. Everyone at Export is always on edge, and it's more of a younger demographic with poor social skills. Oh, brother. She identified as an ex-fat, and she goes after the fat activist. It's hilarious. All right, I'm going to check her out. To me, 16-8, the best template. Yep, on that basketball court. Reggie hip. That's another reason. I'm telling you, bro. That's another reason I won't hoop, because I'm telling you what's going to happen is people going to be like, oh, yeah, he used to hoop. Them dudes going to be trying to play extra hard. They're going to get the fouling. Me, I just so happened when I drive to the bucket, I put that shoulder on dudes. I'm stronger than most dudes my size, most guards. I put that shoulder on them. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. Then, when I get to talking shit, they're going to be mad. So, no, I don't really hoop like that no more. Unless I get myself back together, which I'm almost there. Spider-Mo seen me in action today. I'm getting back on my athletic shit. I'll go play in an actual summer league with hoopers, because I'm probably not going to get a fight in there, bro. Like, but if you just go to the LA Fitness and hoop, y'all be careful, man. There'll be some idiots out there. So really be careful. they wasn't shooting baskets. Bro, shut up. This guy is crazy, bro. Oh, man. Anyway, what we got? Oh, we got one more video, man. I ain't with the body positivity shit. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out.
Keep it a stack with you. And I don't care what none of y'all think. I'm not with that body positivity shit. Yeah. Because it ain't nothing positive about being 20 to 30 pounds overweight and you ain't doing shit about it. Facts. It ain't nothing positive about being insecure to take your shirt off in public. It ain't nothing positive about health issues that you're going to have to deal with down the line if you don't start prioritizing your health now.
But you can't tell someone's unhealthy by their size.
It ain't nothing positive about that shit. That's actually body negativity if you're not actively doing something to change your situation. Now, before...
Hey, I said that before. I said body negativity. Hold up. Where'd he get this from?
Nope.
I said that before?
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I don't know, man. I think you got that from me, brother. It's like, nah, I'm playing.
Before all the body positivity people come for me in the comments, leaving excuses and shit, ask yourself, have you ever invested in yourself to get the knowledge and the skills that you need?
And we know the answer is absolutely no. I promise you, I wouldn't be surprised if we did a survey. Let's say we did a survey of 100 body positivity folks. 97 of that 100 have invested $0 in October. I mean, $0 up to October of this year into their health and fitness. I guarantee it.
Around nutrition to change your situation. Have you ever been really intentional about your day-to-day? Have you ever been consistent? Have you ever got the knowledge and the skills to make sure that what you're doing is actually sustainable and realistic for your lifestyle long-term? If the answer isn't yes to any of those, save your fucking excuses. Sure. Yes, everybody have a different set of challenges that can hold them back from getting in shape and seeing the results that they want to see. But that doesn't mean that there's not a solution to those challenges. So I'm not with that shit at all.
Yeah, we ain't trying to hear that bullshit. We ain't trying to hear it. That's just what it is, man. Don't listen to that body positivity shit. That's straight bullshit propaganda. And it's getting exposed more and more as time goes on. Less and less people are, you know, rocking with that shit. A lot of people leaving the movement, getting on their fitness grind, especially the men. Shout out to the fellas, man. A lot of the fellas is getting their shit together. It's less and less men. It's less and less men subscribing to that shit. It's more of a woman problem, which is, I don't know if you're fixing that. As long as women get D, they're going to just do whatever the fuck they want, unfortunately. But it's the truth. But anyway, man, before we get out of here, have y'all seen AIC Marty yet? Did y'all see AIC Marty? I don't know if y'all saw AIC Marty yet. I'm going to give you a preview of AIC Marty. So I'm working on something with AI. I'm working on something with AI. Rano says, most of those people are women or gay men, which is interesting and weird. It's the truth.
No diddy, you know?
It is the truth, man. We're not going to go there because I see some diabolical shit. But anyway, the BBW positivity first came in the 2000s. Yep. All right, man, we're going to check out AIC Marty real quick. Y'all going to get a good laugh at this, and we're going to keep it going. I'm just giving y'all a preview, man.
Coming through.
Yo, what?
Police, out of the way.
Whoa. Did you see that?
Clear the path.
Hey, man, it was a steroid smuggler. I had to catch him. He was lying. So basically, the steroid smuggler was lying about his workout plan to get his arms. He said he did it with resistance bands. So I'm bringing him in for questioning. And I caught him too. I caught the steroid smuggler. Let's check it out.
Every wrong move, every piece of gear you touched, all of it right here. Signed, sealed, done. Case closed.
Hey, AIC Marty lit, man. Yo. Yo, I got so much stuff, man. I got so much shit on the way, bro. I got so much shit on the way, man. Yo, that shit, I'm having too much fun with that. I got I got a new series. New series dropping soon, man. New series dropping soon. AIC Marty out of pocket. What the fuck? Rhonda said, what?
What?
How you do that? Oh, yeah, you see, I did sore, bro. AIC Marty need to explain what it say on his shirt. It say less brunches, more crunches, man. Relax, dog. Damn, bro. You see, it's the same logo. It just look a little different. yeah, sore, bro. AIC Marty ran like he ate before that run.
Nope.
You know you done fucked up, right? AI Marty got a job. That's how I know it's AI. Damn, C. Marty ain't got no job, bro. Oh, man. Oh, we gonna look at C. Hold on. We gonna look at AI C. Marty one more time, man. Hold on.
Coming through.
Yo, what?
Police, out of the way.
Whoa. Did you see that?
Clear the path.
You see, I got him up on my way. Yeah, you see, you see the dude with the dumbbells was in my way. Get out of here, man. Tell Tom to get out of my way. Get out of my way, Tom. Head ass. see, Marty's interacting with him like the detective from Menace to Society. Yeah, that's the vibe I was going for. That's the vibe I was going for, man. But anyway, man. Another fire episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah. Hey, man, I like the vibe. I like the vibe without Marie. I like the vibe without Marie. This was cool. This like the old, this like the, you know, the early 2025, the, you know, the 2024 type podcast vibes. This is what I like, man. So Glad we got Marie up out of there. But anyway, man, appreciate y'all watching. Go ahead, follow my social media, C Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X. C Marty Fit on YouTube, where you watching right now. Subscribe to the page, share with a friend. Let's Brunches More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Let'sBrunchesMoreCrunches.com for the gear, or you could buy the gear straight from my YouTube videos. But anyway, man, with all that being said, I'll be live again on, what's today? I'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. 10 o'clock Eastern. And we're going to keep this thing going, man. We got some more comments. AIC Marty running like he's an action star. He is an action star. Poo-poo chasing Bamas and Golds. That's crazy. Marie is Unk Toxic X. You know what? I wouldn't even be surprised if that was the case. Hit the damn like button. Kel from Keenan and Kel are fed now. Yeah, you're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Kel, that's crazy, bro. Spider-Mo, that's crazy, bro. That's insane, bro. But anyway, Kel is, come on, bro. Kel a big simp, too. Did y'all see Kel simp? Did y'all heard about that? Kel from Keenan and Kel, apparently, what happened, man? It was something like his wife. His wife went out and cheated on him and came home the same night. He let her stay there or something crazy like that. He was like, I didn't care. What? Oh, yeah, he's a simp. Don't ever compare me to Kel again, bro. That's disrespectful, man. Anyway, Devonny DX laughing, man. Like I said, we'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern, man. And you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern. Marie probably studying for a test. Yeah, right. She's thinking of some new jokes to troll you with. And guess what?
We do not care.
We don't care. But anyway, we'll be live again on Friday night, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Please make sure y'all hit the like button. Those of y'all on here now, please make sure y'all hit the like button before y'all get off. Be like, so I love my baby mama. I never let her go, head ass. Anyway, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on Friday. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.